Greetings, friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the second parak of Pesachim. Tizen daf chav beis amid beis. This shiur should be a special for Morbani Marazi Sheyichyu, and also for Pinchas Elimelech ben Bela Fredel. Baruch Hu Batzlach Uchamatz Yodav. Rabbi Nasan Omer Minayin Shle Yoshid Adam Kos Yain LeNozi Rebbe Menachay LeBnei Noach. Talmud Lomer LeFnei Ibel Asitein Michshel. How do you know that you shouldn't pass over a cup of wine to a nazir? And Eiver min hachai, a living limb, to a ben Noach. Talmud Lomar says the pasuk v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So the kasha is, and that's the michshol. The michshol is that giving a person an avera, giving a nazir yayin and giving a ben Noach Eiver min hachai, is an avera. The kasha is, why do we have to learn that it's aser to give a Eiver min hachai to a ben Noach when the pasuk v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol? The Rambam writes in the 8th parak, Vosim Lachim Lacha Yud, Moshe ben Olehinchel HaTorah Mitzis Eli Yisrael, Shenem Ramarashi Kilas Yankiv, Uluchol Arotz Eli Zgar Mishar Umo, Shenem Ragachem Kaker, Avamishal Arotz Ein Kofano Tzol HaKabal Torah Mitzis, Chaitzi Moshe ben Rupi Agvur, Lakov Itz Kol Bayol HaKabal Torah Mitzis Shem Netzdavu Bein Noach, Chol Mishal Okibal Yaharig, Vamakabal Osim Nikar Gear Toshe Vuchom Mokom, Chol Makabal Shev Mitzis in Izzel Asilis, and Reza Mechassidi, and Mesol Ema Bekanta Rambam, Vyesh Lochelik Olam Hab, Vashir Kabal Osim, Vyasay, Sim Nishit Tzibah, Merakal Shparach HaBetorah, Vahodiyenu, Aide Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemnei Noach Mikodim Nitzdavu Bahem. So the Rambam tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah Mitzvahs to Am Yisrael. You want to be Misgayer, Bevakasha, you're invited. Somebody who doesn't want, you don't force him to become Jewish. Moshe Rabbeinu also commanded Mipi Agvura to force. He was commanded from Hashem to compel everybody to keep the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And if somebody doesn't, not Bisman Hazeh, but back then, if Yadenu Takifa, then Yaharik, and if somebody is Makabal them, then he's called a Ger Toshav, and he's Mi Chasidio Masa Olam, he's a Chedek of Olam Haba, and he has to do them, provided that he's doing them because Hashem commanded in Torah, and he told us through Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam means that Lechorot Shver, how are Bnei Noach commanded to be Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs that the Rambam talks about in the previous Halach and Halach HaTes? Torah is given to the Jewish people. So how do Bnei Noach know to be Mekayim their mitzvahs? Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are written only in the Torah, and Bnei Noach were Mekabal the Torah, so how are they Mischayiv to be Mekayim? So in order to be Miyashiv this, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in Piagvura, Lakav is by Olam Lekabal Kol HaMitzvahs and Itzdavu Noach. In other words, Be'emes Bnei Noach don't know that they're Mischayiv Lekayim Sheva Mitzvahs because it wasn't given to them. Torah wasn't given to them, so how are they supposed to know? Just Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzdave Lakav is Bnei Noach Lekayim Sheva Mitzvahs. And they know their mitzvahs because the Jewish people, because of Moshe Rabbeinu, are compelling them to do so. So you see from here that Yisrael Nitzdavu Lakovus Bnei Noach Lekayim Es Mitzvosam. So now the kasha is, now that we see a Yisrael that the Jewish people are commanded to make sure that the Bnei Noach keep their mitzvahs, so the kasha is, Kim for the kasha, as they say in the yeshivas, why do we have to learn Shalola Hoshit Ever Menachai Le Ben Noach, Als Lefnei Iver, even if the Ben Noach takes for himself Eiver min hachai and wants to eat it, the Jewish person is mechuyev to force him not to eat it, to prevent him from eating it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah and piagvur, lakov was kol be'ol mekayim sheva mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to make sure they all keep the sheva mitzvahs. So if we have to make sure that they keep the sheva mitzvahs, of course you're not allowed to hand him an Eiver min hachai. So why do we have to learn, come on to the neighbor l'sitein michshol, it's the chiddush, it's talking even about goyim, just say pashut, that we have a yisod. The Rambam doesn't give a makor for this. You have to see what's the Rambam's makor, but akopanim, we have a yisod that Bnei Noach have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. So mitzad that, you can't give them an Eiver Menachai. So why do you have to come on to Vilifnei Eiver? So it says Agoyen Rav Nosson Gishten Nezech Tzadik Levrach and Nosson Perio. The Lechor we can answer that it says that Yorvan Lifnei Iver is in order to be Mechayiv Malkus, that Yorvan Nislav Bekum Vaaseh. But if just the fact that the Jewish people commanded to make sure that the Bnei Noach don't eat every Menachai when they don't prevent them, so you're not over on a Lav Bekum Vaaseh and you're Pater from Malkus. And therefore we bring in Lifnei Iver in order to be Mechayiv Malkus because Yorvan Nislav Bekum Vaaseh. It sounds Gevaldik. However, the Chinuch writes in Reish Lamed Beis that you're not Lokan Lifnei Iver. So there went that theory. There's no Malkus. So it's not, the Gemara is not telling us enough Gamina because of Malkus. And the Chuvus Pnei Yoshua explains, Lifnei Iver is really a Sheva Al Taaseh. that if somebody else doesn't take, the other guy doesn't take the Eiver Menachai, or the Nazir doesn't take the wine, so you're not doing anything. It's the Kicha of the other person that's Garim the Lifnei Iver, and if so, it's not your Maisa, it's his Maisa. The Rav in the Sefer Mitzvos writes, Ein Orloka Lifnei Iver, because it's a Lav Shebechlalos. The Rambam says that you're not Loloka and Lifnei Iver, because it's a Lav Shebechlalos. It's a lav that includes various lavim, and lav shebechlalos, one is not over on one does not get malchus. And the Maharam Shik Alam Mitzvus in Ritzus Mitzvah Shlomo Gimli discusses it. So since you're not loka lifnei iver, so haja kusha l'duchta, kasha comes back to us that if one is moshit iver min hachai lifnei noah lifnei noach, it should be aser because the Jewish people were commanded lakuf es bnei noach l'kai mitzvosa. So Malchus is in the discussion. There's no Malchus in the Fnever. So it must be that the reason they're not allowed to give them the Eiver Menachai is because in general you have to command them, yet you have to make sure that they don't are not over in their Sheva Mitzvahs. You should not help them be over in their Sheva Mitzvahs. So why do you have to come on to the Fnever? So lechor we can be metaret. I'll be the gemara in Ksubis. Somebody says I'm not going to do a lulav, a sukkah, kofen on such teitzei nafsho. So the Ktzos writes that who does this kfi? Only a beis din and not hegiotos. The Nesivis says everybody is mutzuv lahafrish chaver and dvariser, even if he's not beis din. That's the famous mechlokas Ktzos Nesivis, whether they need a beis din or not. And then Mishobe the Ktzos answers. So writes the Minchas Chinuch and Tovkuf Nun Ches and Tshuvas Chesim Sofer. Call out the mitzvah lafrisha. So now, the Chuvas Chasim Sofer and Choshem Mishpat Kufayin Zayin, Libor Maaseh Le'ein Rif. So now we can say that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded Lakuf Es Bnei Noach L'Kayim Mitzvosam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded that they should force them to keep their mitzvahs. That was only said to a Beis Din. Shehem B'chol Kocham Lifch Lichbos Avalol Hediotos. This is only said to a Beis Din that they have the power to compel. But not to simpletons. So if we go with the tzigan of the Ktzos, that you need a beis din, not everybody agrees with him, but if you go with the approach of the Ktzos, that you need a beis din, we can say that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded mitzat beis din. Beis din has to force him to keep the mitzvahs. And it's asur lahoshi teiver menachai. That's even talking about the yachid, because the yachid can be Moshe Devar Menachai mitzad kfiya. He has no din to force the guy to keep his mitzvahs. It's only a din on the beis din, not a din on the yachid. So you think it's a yachid allowed to give him the Devar Menachai? It's kamash malam, but he's not. So one can argue back that if in a chinami, it's the Beis Din's job to force the Ben Noach to be Mekayim his mitzvahs. But to say that you would have a Havamin if the Beis Din has to force him, because the Beis Din has the power, you would think that a Yachid can help them do the Aveira. And for that you need a Vlifnei Iver. That's very shver. So I don't know what the answer to this kasha is. We continue on. The Tshuvas Pnei Yehoshua in Chelek Aleph Yerudei and Siman Gimel is Mechadesh that Lifnei Iver, when you're Machshir L'Goy, is only Nisdur Rabbanim Bizman HaZarcha Matan Torah. He says in the Gemara about Azar and Daf Beis and Beis and Umas Olam, did you force us? You only forced the Jews to be Makabal Torah, not us. So we're off the hook. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, HaRishon is Yashminu Sheva Mitzvah Shekibaldim Hechem Kiyamtim. So let's see about the Sheva Mitzvahs. Where were you Makayim them? And Rabbi Yosef, Ravi Yeter Goyim, I Ra, Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekibu Aleim B'nei Noach, V'lo Kiyamum, Kevin Shalokiyamum, Amad V'tirin Lehem, There's no lefnevra midaraisa, only as drabana. In other words, the Gemara says that he saw that they weren't the kind of sheva mitzvahs, so he was matir them. So once he, so that's the Gemara saying. Hashem says, "Listen, you didn't even kind of sheva mitzvahs, so mechitesi, that you're going to keep Torah, you're going to keep Tariyak." And the Gemara says, because they were makabel sheva mitzvahs, the amid v'tiran lam. So he was matir them, the sheva mitzvahs. So since he was matir the sheva mitzvahs, memela, there's no lifneiver, daraisa. It's only us the rabbanon. So you can ask, here it says, minayin shelo yoshit adam kos yayin lenazi ve'er minachay lebnei noach, tam lo fnei v'lo sitein michshol. So it's mashana, it's an isa daraisa. Because if you give a kos yayin to a nazir, it's over, it's an avera min haTorah. Here also it's an avera min haTorah. Not only that, the Rambam paskins that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in Piyakvura, Lachab is called by Olam, Makayin, Lekabal, Kol HaMitzvahs, Shenitzdav Noach, and anybody who was in Makabal is killed. Ayin Shem. So if we say that after Matan Torah, Hashem was matir their Sheva Mitzvahs, so how does the Rambam paskin that we have to force them to keep their Sheva Mitzvahs? And if they're not Makabal, Nerak, Halo Lachar at Matan Torah, Bitl Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Batl Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Now, how does this Bnei Yeshua shtim with the Rambam? The Rambam says they are commanded. Ube'emes says in Rashi, and that it says Amud v'tiran lehem. Lo amar shena makablam schar ke mitzuve v'yose. Aba me'on shen lo patron. So they no longer have the status of being mitzuve v'yose, but they still get the onesh. That he was matir them, it doesn't mean that they're now allowed to be over on their sheva mitzvahs, because they're punished if they're over on the sheva mitzvahs. Just they're not mekabel schar al kiyum mitzvahs, because it's kilo ainam mitzvah viyose. So it's not the same schar. So we see this. We see this in Rashi also in Abu Dazar Davovam Aleph. Shari Sidin ain losi sisadin al shein mekayim in osam. They're gonna give the din that they're not mekayim. Even though they've not schar b'giyuman, they're going to be see them less than why they weren't mekayim. So you see that they have to be mekayim sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And if that's true, and Rashi there says, "V'hachi kavri Yisrael mishum lefnei b'lo sitein michshol," the Jew is machshil the goy in avodah zarah. More is talking about there. He's over on lefnei b'er. His mashmin pashas d'oraisa. In the B'chor Shor, here he asks, why does Rav Nosson teach us both? Shlo Yishit Kos Nayin L'Nazir, V'er Menachai L'Bnei Noach. Why both? And he answers, if it just would have said Kos Yayin L'Nazir, I would have said, V'dafka K'shemach Shel Yisrael over L'Lifnei Iver. L'Lifnei Iver is talking to Jews. O'chech Tochir Asam Yisecho. But a goy, it's not our problem. You're not allowed to be machshel the goy b'yisur either. V'emesei shliayin hagufa kasha. Why is there a lab when you're machshel the goy? Like the Minchas Chinuch writes in Reish Lamed Beis, the name of the Marashal, and the Yam Shel Shlom was to man the Rambam who writes at Gezel Akum, is also b'lav min haTorah. Why is that? The Torah is only said to the Jews, not the goyim. Therefore, why is there lifnei iver when you're machshel l'goy? Torah l'Yisrael nidna v'lo l'akum. In the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Siman Chavav, he writes in the Kash of the Marashal, it's not shver at all. Because it's not osi for to steal to a goy mitzad the goy. It's us there for us to steal from the goyim. It's at us. We shouldn't be thieves. Like we're chayev, we're mitzuvah v'al tashchis, and also that's been old sishchul b'yom echad. It's not midin the tree or midin the animals. Midin us. So that svara would work when it comes to stealing. We're told not to steal. When it comes to being machshir lehem in an iser, what's the problem? It's not margilas and bad midos. We actually do an aveira mela. But if we just give it to them and they do it, so why is that margulas and bad midas? He says, you now let us steal because it's margulas to have bad midas, it costs us to have bad midas. But that won't necessarily apply if you just are machshir them in an iser. That's their problem. They want to be over on the iser, Ali Taylor, Rosh Yamas. And we talk a fine that being machshir legoy is more kal than being machshir lejew. Rambam writes, Ratzeach, Perkit Beis, Lach Yadalit, that one's Machshil and Iver Bedover, and he gives a bad Eitza, he's over on the Fnei Iver. So we learn, we hold, that even though Gezel Akum is Aser, but Afkos Halboso is Mutter, and Toskoi is Mutter, when he's Tome Atzmo, like the Rambam says in Perkit Alf Mikzela, Aved Alach Adalit, Pchen Abadosum Uteris, the analogy of Machzir Aveda, all other things being equal, like the Rambam says there, Halacha Gimel. So what's the Pshitus, that it's also the Hachshir Goy B'Yisur, when you're over in the Fnei Iver, you see that even though Gezel Akum is Aser, but the Dinam by Goy are more Kal, because you're allowed to be Mafki Halvaso, and Tosko is Mutter. V'lo Gara Melach Shilo Beitz Hashenu Hogenes. You want to say that Lefnei Iver are giving bad advice, Aser. But, of course, Halva Oso, Avedoso, Ta'uso, Amuteris. How do you understand that? However, it would appear that Dafka says Rav Nosson, as Aveda's mother, his Tosa's mother, because the Torah wasn't makbid on Mamun Goy. You're not allowed to steal it, but if he makes a mistake, he made a mistake. The Torah doesn't want this person to eat Eiver Menachai. So you know how to give him Eiver Menachai. So now for the Kasha of the Bechor Shor. Why you have to have both? Bechor Shor asked. Why you need two asurim? Shelo yishit kos nayin liyazir ve'ev menachai lebnei noach. Why both? So the answer is, if it was just mitzad nosin kos yayin liyazir, that you're over, it's talking about a Jew, there's no raya by goyer chayiv. And it would appear also in Eitz Hashen Ogenes, by goyer you're not over in the Fneiver. So therefore, kamash malon, the Tana, we have had long shiurim on this Baruch Hashem, whole series. So therefore, Kamash Malon Tana, that Dafka B'mili De Alma, there's no Lefnei Iver when you're Machshir the Nakom Beit Shein Ogenes. But the Isra Achila Sefer Menachai, who's one of the Shevim's Bnei Noach, you are, so you would think otherwise. You'd think, no, you're only a Jew. You're over on Lefnei Iver, but not a Goy. Especially since a Goy, you're allowed to give an Eitz Shein Ogenes. So you'd think that since by a guy, there's no way to Shein Ogenes. Meila Lefneiver of Yisur Moshe doesn't apply to him. So Kamash Malan, that the Torah was makbid that he shouldn't do the Yisur. We don't say Al Taylor Rosh of Yamas, and you're not allowed to be Moshit Eiver Menachai the Ben Noach. Another possible teretz, is to the Kasha the Bechor Shor. Why I need both, even teach you Eiver Menachai if you're ready to learn Kos Yayin LeNazir. Because there's room to say that a Jew isn't chayv in every Eiver Menachai that he gives to a Ben Noach, because the Amun HaShmuel says, this Amun HaShmuel that everybody quotes, it's brought in the Sefer Jewish V'Chiddush Rabbi Kiv Eger, it's the Amun HaShmuel Simi Yadalit, that for the Machshil it's Mutter, and for the Nichshal it's Aser, there's no Lifnei Iver. So the Fizeh, we have a case where it's Mutter to be Moshid in Eiver Menachai, the Bnei Noach, and that's what the Rambam writes in the ninth parak of Hilchos Melachim, Melachah Yudbeis, that Ashechid is HaBehema, that if somebody shechs an animal, even if he shechs two simanim, as long as the animal's mefarkeses, an aver and a basar that are poresh, as the animal is shaking around doing its final dance, are asur l'bnei noach al tzeiver menachai. And the Radbaz writes that his makos in chulin that li Yisrael b'shchita tal yamosa. So since it's a shchita ma'al yisa, it's mutter. But goyim b'nechira sagi, goyim only have to do nechira. It's talmi in misa. So in the meila, for such an animal, the aver will be mutter for the aver that's parish after the shchita and the basar will be mutter for a yid and will be aser for a goy. And since for the nichshal it's aser and for the machshil it's mutter, for the Jew this aver is mutter because it's already been shechted halachically, and for the goy not, because the goy it's tolu in misa, you would think that there's no aser of lifnei aver. So therefore, maybe, the Pri Chodesh in Yeridea argues, Simit Samach Beis with the Emun Shmuel, that even if you it's mutter, still has to be machshir the other person. So maybe the Torah is telling you, the Gemara is telling you, like the Pri Chodesh and not like the Emun Shmuel, that you're always over on Eiver Menachai if you give it to a Ben Noach, and that's even if for us it's not Eiver Menachai. It's just Avram and Achai for him. Okay. So that would possibly be a svara to explain why the Gemara also talked about Avram and Achai by Noach, in addition to the Jewish Isser giving a Kosi and the Nazir, after this example, because there is a Hechem Shkachazla, there is a Siyur, a Tarchish, where it's mutter for a Jew and not for a Goy. So you might think that it's mutter to hand it over to the goy in such a case. Kamash malan, stama, that's your oven lifnei aver, is nishgit. All right, terrific. We should be zochem mitzchem. We'll continue in this parak. So many gishmak gemaras. What gemara isn't gishmak? We should be zochem lemal dulamid lishma last. The kamas called the resam. We'll trust. Be havel. Amen. Be amen. Shalom. Shalom. Skidus.